Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Amen. Thank you, Bill, for leading us in musical praise this morning. Good morning, church. I am Pastor Lindsay, one of the pastors that serves at the congregation here at First UMC Brighton and Whitmore Lake. It is so good to be with you. I missed you guys last week. This past week, Pastor John and I were on vacation visiting my family in Nebraska, and we worshiped at my home congregation in Lincoln, and it was great to be with them, but it is great to be back and with you this morning. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that, you know, the answered prayers for no rain down at our Whitmore Lake campus, because they're worshiping outside right now as we speak. So we're excited for them, and this morning we have wonderful worship. Bill is leading us in worship. Rose is leading us in worship. Suzanne is leading us in worship, and it is good to be with you. I just want to turn your attention to a couple of things. Vacation Bible School is just around the corner. It's one of the greatest weeks in the life of the church as young disciples are growing in their knowledge, their love, their service towards God. It's August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and we have kids. So excited to come. We're going to be blasting off to Vacation Bible School with a space theme. And the invite is to our adults to think about volunteering and serving, whether it's in science or crafts or games or music or storytelling. There's a good space for you if you'd like to consider that. Another announcement is it is camping season, right? Isn't it great to sit around the campfire and smell like smoke and roast marshmallows and enjoy the beautiful Michigan skies and count the stars, watch the stars outside? Well, our church community is going to be camping again August 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, or any moments, any of those dates you might be able to join us. We're going to go to the Lake Michigan Camp and Retreat Center over by gorgeous Pentwater, right there on Lake Michigan. And there's still some space if you might like to join us. You can go online to under events to register. You can connect with Suzanne. She's in the front row waving her hand if you have questions, if you want to join us. There's an invite and space for you. And third announcement, if you're curious about walking in the footsteps of Jesus, I'd invite you to join us at the Holy Land in January for a trip to walk where Jesus walked, to grow in our faith in that way, to live out that fifth gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Holy Land, right? The fifth gospel experience. You might consider those opportunities. Well, fill out your connection card. Think about ways you could like to get involved. Note any of those things that I lifted up and put it in the offering plate later. And on the back of your pew, there's also those yellow little prayer cards. We would love to pray for you. If there's something on your heart that needs prayer, please add those to the offering plate as well. We would love to hold you in prayer. Well, with those announcements shared, I'd invite you now to stand. Let's sing and praise God together as we join in song.
Thank you. And welcome. I told Pastor Lindsay this morning I had a dream last night that I slept in until 9 o'clock, and so I was in a panic, but here I am with the opening prayer. Let us join together. Lord God of heaven and earth, we thank and praise you for the gifts you have given us, our lives, our work, our families, our friends. We ask that you guide and direct us each step of our lives. Give us strength to use these gifts to be your hands and feet in this world. In your name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 31. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge. According to the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another, the working of powerful deeds, to another, prophecy, to another, the discernment of spirits, to another, various kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, And all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, we are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work powerful deeds? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Rose, for reading our scripture lesson this morning. Will you please join me in a time of prayer? Good and gracious God, on this beautiful July morning, we gather in worship and praise. We gather from coming from all different walks of life, coming into this space, into the sanctuary, or worshiping online, gathering as the collective body of Christ, the beautiful body that you have created. Oh, good and gracious God, in this time of worship and praise, may you speak to us through the songs that we sing. May you speak to us through the encounters with one another. May you speak to us through the scripture lesson we hear. And now, O Lord, speak to me and through me. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our Redeemer. And all God's children said, Amen. Okay, so I remember it was February of 2020, and Pastor John and I were on a mission trip to Liberia to strengthen our United Methodist Mission partnership there. We were with a team for about 10 or 12 days, and we were coming back from Liberia after visiting the schools and the water well projects and the relationship building connections, and we're landing in Detroit into the airport. You know, you turn your cell phone back on after going someplace international, and your text messages go ding, 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 right? And the voicemails come in, and we were delighted to receive a voice message from our district superintendent, Reverend Dr. Charles Boyou. He left a message. It was appointment season, and he left a message requesting that John and I give him a call back, that he had an appointment in mind. And so we visited with Dr. Boyu, and we were delighted to hear that starting July 1st of 2020, we would be co-pastors serving at First UMC Brighton and Whitmore Lake. So we got to work and thought we got to hop on the childcare bandwagon and visit some schools. In February of 2020, found a spot secured over at Brighton Montessori, and then March 13th of 2020 happened, and the world shut down. It was a crazy time. We did a bunch of packing, got the boxes all ready, and moved into a beautiful parsonage on Brookview Court, and really enjoyed getting to know you all like this. Man, it's crazy to believe that 3 years have passed already, and it has been such a joy to be with you, to serve in ministry. As we came to the congregation, as we got to know you like this and then eventually like this, it was such a joy to get to know the heart of this congregation. Not just individual people and individual stories, which is really fun. I remember sitting outside and doing a bunch of meet and greets out in the garden, you know, socially distanced 6 feet apart. We got to get to know people's stories, and we got to get to know the heart of the congregation, and got to know the beautiful community of Whitmore Lake and Brighton. And something that I really discovered about our congregation is such a caring heart for one another. I think it's illustrated so beautifully every week through the prayer quilts, but the loving care for one another is such a strong heartbeat of our congregation. Do you see that? Through the endless number of cards that the UMW sends out to the prayer quilts, caring for one another is such a heartbeat of the congregation. And the other thing that I quickly latched onto was how beautifully mission-focused our community of faith is. Whether it's serving at St. Andrews or going down to CAS to serve a mission or sending kids on mission trips as far as ASP or more locally or doing NOAA lunches, finding and discovering that the heartbeat of mission was so strong, and meeting this congregation 3 years ago was such a joy. To kind of discover, you know, a couple of gifts of this congregation, caring for each other and mission-focused, I quickly latched onto this. Well, the long scripture lesson, thank you for hanging with us today. The long scripture lesson that Rose read for us, it was wonderful. She did a great job reading that scripture lesson. We see this illustration of all the different individual members of the body of Christ coming together, this illustration of arms and eyes and feet and hands and, you know, like a nose and an ear, all the different individual parts of the body, and using that illustration, coming together to form the body of Christ. And this illustration of different gifts that everybody is given as a part of that body of Christ, right? So the nose, right, has the characteristic to smell, bringing that to the body, and the ears can hear, the eyes can see, the feet can walk, the back can carry heavy, strong things, the hands can be held to pray, or they're strong for gripping things. And we get this image, this illustration of this metaphor, illustration of the different parts. We don't all want to be noses, and we don't all want to be ears. We don't all want to be feet or hands, but individually we come together as the body of Christ with different gifts that the Spirit has given us. Those gifts of the Spirit that we know are those God-given natural gifts, abilities, talents that people receive from God. When I go through the new member class with folks joining in membership or becoming United Methodist for the first time or transferring, we go through the Disciples Path study. I'm going to be doing this study in September coming up. It'll be around the corner. September's coming way too quickly. But as I go through this study with new members, towards the end of our time together, there's an opportunity to think about spiritual gifts. To think about those natural God-given abilities that people have, and to ponder as you're getting connected into the church, how might you like to serve? How might you like to make big church small and get involved? What are those different ways that you might like to serve? Do you have the gifts of administration? Are you that really good organizer? Give me a spreadsheet and I'm just gonna geek out on that. Are you that type of a person? Or do you have the ability to start new ministries and dream up great ideas? Or maybe you have the gift of a spiritual gift of encouragement, those card writers in our midst, those carrying quilters in our midst. Or maybe you have the gifts of evangelism and outreach and witness where you can't help but invite somebody to Christmas Eve worship with you. Or you can't help but invite a neighborhood kid to vacation Bible school or to the Easter egg hunt or trick-or-treat. Or maybe you have that evangelism invite spirit in you when you invite somebody to join the softball team or come be a part of Men with Tools. Maybe that's you. Other people have the great gift of the Spirit, that spiritual gift of faith. Faith, having hope and sure and certain hope of those things that we cannot see. And we don't always know quite how it's going to turn out, but you have faith and deep, deep trust in God. It's a gift. It's a gift of the Spirit to hold that. Or maybe other people have the gift of giving of our time, giving of our talents, giving of our financial gifts. There's those just generous spirits among us that hold that great gift of giving. Other people hold the spiritual gift of helping. You know, my daughter just finished junior kindergarten and my son just finished first grade. And you know how in elementary school everybody wants to have a job, like the line leader or the, back in the day we'd like erase the blackboard, you know, to white and clap the marker, clap the erasers, right? Or you'd like bring in the equipment from recess duty, bring in all the balls. All those helping jobs that you always wanted to do as an elementary kid. Some people grow up to be just natural helpers and as adults. You know, somebody that's been in the hospital and you reach out and you say, can I drop by a casserole this afternoon? Because I know you have a lot on your plate. Can I just drop off a hot dish? Or you hear about somebody that's new to our congregation and they want to get connected and you just volunteer to just, you know, slide on over and help out by making a connection just by sitting with them. Or maybe you're a helper by helping give a ride to church, right? There's so many different ways that people express that gift of helping. Or maybe there's those hospitality folks around us, those, you know, the Mary Martha sisters. Martha was the great hospitality illustrator of in Scripture, just making sure everything is right, volunteering to help out with the refreshments after worship hour, or being a greeter and welcoming people in, or ushering people, having that hospitality connecting spirit. Others are always seeking out opportunities for leadership in the church. Or in your community, maybe you serve well in leading a Bible study, or you serve well in a committee area. Others have these gifts of teaching. I know there's many retired and currently working teachers in our congregation. Man, that was the other thing I discovered. Very caring, very mission-minded, and tons of teachers, which is great. Maybe you love to teach adults, or you love to work with kids, and that is your natural God-given gift. Maybe you just have this peace and patience about you to work with young children, and that is maybe your natural gift. Other people just have gifts of wisdom and experience to draw upon in their years of life. There's so many different natural God-given abilities and talents, and it's a joy to see those at work in this congregation and think about what those gifts are that you have. But it's also fun to think about how are you serving now and how are those serving possibilities down the road going to open up? You can ponder that. So in March of 2020, we began exploring a new model of leadership called the Simplified Accountable Structure, a style of leadership where we take our four committee areas of trustees and finance, and the SPRC, like the HR committee, SPRC, as well as our ad board. And we're exploring this model of leadership to take those committees to simplify it, to make it accountable, and to become like a single leadership board. The group in March of 2020 got the blessing by ad board and started working with a coach, Reverend Melanie Carey. We started exploring this type of leadership. We worked through a workbook. And we're discovering and thinking about this simplified accountable structure that it takes decision making and it simplifies it and it frees up people for the purpose of doing ministry. not necessarily just using our time in committee work, but freeing up our time to be able to serve in ministry. So you might remember that we had town hall meetings and a discernment team got together with Pastor John and I and Reverend Melanie Carey. We had town hall meetings about this. And then in April, just this past April, we had a church conference vote with our district superintendent present to preside over that. And a resounding support of that new structure was put into place. 61 people voted support of that, and nobody opposed it. And so we're going to be leaning into this new simplified accountable structure come January. With this style of church leadership, we'll have that leadership board, that group of 13 people, nine laity, two lay leaders, and the two appointed clergy a part of that group of 13 people. And then there is going to be a whole host of serving team opportunities. So, of course, there's serving team opportunities if you love to do mission, that heartbeat of our church, or discipleship. You can serve in the area of adult discipleship. Or if you love serving with kids and youth, yes, we want you to keep doing that. If you have the passion for music ministry or bell choir ministry or praise band ministry, you can be a part of those serving opportunities. If you have that hospitality gift among you, then that's where folks that are ushers and greeters and hosting after worship can get plugged in. But if you also really love committee work, that's great, too. If you'd rather not, like, roll up your sleeves and get outside in the garden, but you want to sit on a committee meeting, great. There's going to be opportunities to be on serving teams like, you know, the good old trustees. It'll look a little different. We'll have a serving team for the building committee. There'll be a serving team for finance. So there's still going to be some administrative opportunities for people to flex that skill. There's a place. So where I'm going with this, is there's a place for you to flex that skill or to flex that spiritual gift, put it to work in service to Christ through the church. There are so many different ways for you to serve as you just look through the bulletin highlighting a few of the announcements going on. Or if you've just lived a couple weeks in the life of the church here, or if you've been a member for 50 or 60 years, you know it's a busy, active place. And there's a space for you to get connected. So this summer, as we've been under construction and we've been thinking about how the roadways in Michigan are under construction, this is an area of our church that's under construction as we're implementing the simplified accountable structure, as we're helping get people more connected into different ways to serve and lead into their spiritual gifts. As people are getting on these serving teams and pondering, Lord, how is it that you're calling me to serve at such a time as this? From our youngest in the nursery to our older disciples in the community of faith, there is a place to serve and get connected. Because you know, when God created you, God created you as a beautiful, beloved, amazing child of God with gifts, with a purpose, and an ability to make an impact on this world. And without you, without you sharing of your gifts, the body of Christ would not be the same. We don't want to be a whole body of ears. We don't want to be a whole body of noses. We don't want to be a whole body of feet. But collectively, all of these different parts that we bring create the beautiful body of Christ. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, for the diversity of gifts that you have created and for the beautiful way to which you are calling us to live and lead and to serve in this world, we give you thanks. Place upon our hearts this day, and in the coming weeks, how it is you are asking us to say yes to the calling that you're placing on our hearts. Amen.
Well, good morning. This morning's prayer quilt is for Linda Barrick. Linda is one of our housekeepers here that cares for our building and for us. So as we pray, we ask God to wrap Linda in God's healing mercy. And as you leave this space, please stop and tie a knot and sign her card so that the quilt may be a physical reminder of our love and prayers for Linda. Our scripture this morning speaks of honoring and caring for the body of Christ. And as Christ followers, we are called to care for our neighbors, here and everywhere. In preparing for our prayer time this morning, I dug into some resources from the United Methodist Church, from the General Commission on Religion and Race, GCORR, G-C-O-R-R for short. GCORR is in the middle of a six-week racial justice prayer and action challenge that began on Juneteenth. I would invite you to spend time in prayer and contemplation with these resources. You can visit r2hub.org or find GCORR UMC on social media like Facebook or Instagram. So I kind of cheated a little bit and took one of the prayers from GCORR. From this week, their prayers are prayers of healing. And that passage, the passage that they used to resource these prayers from various people was from Isaiah 58:12, which invites us to be instruments of God's healing, peace, and restoration. And it's really short, and I really admire the job you did, Rose, on that long passage this morning. So this one's really short. I'm going to share it, and then we'll pray. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. It seemed appropriate with our theme as well. So all that to say, this prayer comes from Debbie Hills, chairperson of the Disability Ministries Committee of the United Methodist Church. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving Jehovah Rapha, you are the great healer, the one who can renew all things. You sent Jesus to teach us that healing is not only possible, but what we should expect, even when it seems impossible. In our land, there are so many inequities brought about by racial injustice. Without knowing it, too often we are a part of the problem. Help us to see when we sin against our neighbors and you by the implicit bias we hold, by our failure to speak when we should, when we choose to do nothing when we should act. Convict us of our sin and lead us in new ways of thinking, new ways of being, and new ways of acting. On my own, I don't even know where to start, Lord, but I must start. Guide my thoughts, my words, and my actions when I see those injustices. Give me strength to be used by you to stand in the breach where healing is needed. Give me understanding so I can be used as an instrument of your divine healing. I cannot do this on my own, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can make all things new. Lord, we pray for healing, your perfect will to be done here in our land and throughout the world. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the thanks to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Now in this moment of silence, set down your burdens and share them with the Lord. Invite God's healing and listen for God's leading in your life. Now, as one family in Christ, let us join our voices together to repeat the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we prayed for Pastor Allison and the adults and the students that were going to be heading off to summer camp. When they're at summer camp, they grew in their faith. They sang camp songs around the fire. They made memories. They made new friends. And God worked in their midst. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be sending some youth on a mission trip to Cass, up to Flint, down to Whitmore Lake. And Laura Kelly and some other adult leaders and some students, whose lives are going to be changed. Maybe they know it or not, but something good is going to be coming. In August, we're going to be welcoming 100-plus kids into this sanctuary and all throughout the building to sing Vacation Bible School songs, to get their hands messy and dirty in crafts, to learn about Bible stories, to make new friends, and discover that God is amazing. God is working in this place through the children, through the youth, through all ages, and we invite you to be a part of that. As the ushers are passing the offering plates, we invite you to be a part of the mission and the ministry that's taking place as lives are being transformed. Amen.
Our gracious Lord, please bless the financial offerings we bring to you today. Bless also the time we give and the talents we share with each other and outside these walls in your name. Let us be a reflection of you in all that we do. Amen.
As we come to our closing hymn, I'd invite you to pay attention to the words of the song, "Here I Am, Lord." It's a song that we always sing at the service of ordination, commissioning, recognition for people in ministry at the annual conference in Traverse City every year. It's a favorite tradition song to sing. As we sing these words, "Here I am, Lord," may we all be pondering how God is calling us to use those gifts that we have to serve him in the world, to make an impact. And may you let God kind of just work on the heartstrings and tug at your heart. How, Lord, are you calling us? And may we respond, "Here I am." Go forth with the love of God in your heart, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit leading you and calling you and sending you into this world to serve in his name. Go in peace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.